Welcome to the J.J. Nichting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with City Administrator for the City of Kelowna, Ryan Slabaugh, regarding the most recent council meeting.
We had a consideration of final payment to Wellman Based Along Construction for some sanitary sewer connection work that we did on North 6th Street that they completed, and everything was signed off on in accordance with plans and specs, so we released their final payment. So that project is complete, pending a couple hookups. We also approved our annual street finance report, which is more of a synopsis of how we use our road use funds, which is funds that come in through gas tax per resident. So we walked the council through the fact that we brought in about $356,000 in tax revenue from road use funds. We expended about $314,000 on city streets projects, snow removal, equipment, maintenance, gas, and so forth. So we increased our reserves by about 9% to just shy of $600,000 in our road use fund. So when we have an emergency road project or when we have a planned road project, we can tap into those funds to help pay for those improvements, which is what we'll do in 2022-2023 fiscal year to improve some of our roads.
Now, in a situation like that, $600,000 sounds like a lot of money, but in that scenario, it can be eaten up pretty quick.
Yeah, and obviously we have other reserves as well, but so we try to budget each year $200,000 in budgeted road improvements. So one of the projects we'll be taking on here in the near future this fall is to redo the intersection of B Avenue and 6th Street, which is kind of where we ended our downtown streetscape project. And that intersection has kind of taken a beating over the years with high traffic and some heavy traffic down there. So we're going to remove that intersection and then go east with it and create some ADA compliant sidewalk connections, and also redo the concrete in the street and connect to the kind of the good areas that we have. We'll replace that section. So for a project like that, we'll use X amount of road use funds to pay for that, that are outside of our normal property tax dollars, if you will.
Also, it looks like that you also discussed purchasing of public works equipment.
Yeah, we approved purchase of two things. We approved a new 2023 Gator with a price of just over $28,000. We're not trading anything in on that. We've got two additional Gators, so this will be, we've got an old style one, and then we've got one similar to this that we push downtown snow with and use for just general use. We also purchased a new electric salt box sander that'll go in the back of one of our trucks that we do some of our smaller sanding on city streets, parking lots, sidewalks, and so forth. So we're going to trade an older style gas unit in on that, and that came with a trade-in price tag of just over $6,000.
And then I see that you had consideration of entering into a realtor's contract with Kelowna Realty.
Yeah, so we're doing a student-built project at 721 6th Street. It's a project we've been doing most of the summer with about 12 students from school districts throughout, within about 50 miles of Kelowna, with the instructor being Tim Rouse out of Durant, Iowa, in the Durant School District. And we're getting close enough to in August where we'll transition from those students going back, and we'll kind of do the last minute finishes to the project. At that point, we'll be ready to put it on the market. So we've partnered with Kelowna Realty, Haley Hirschberger's firm here in Kelowna, where they'll come in and stage and list the property and work with us as we vet through the qualified low to moderate income buyers that are income eligible and can provide funding and secure a home loan for that with what we would probably look to our local banks to assist with. So yeah, it's a great project, and this is kind of the next step in transitioning that great project from city ownership to private ownership in a what will probably be a first-time home buyer.
That was City Administrator for the City of Kelowna, Ryan Slabaugh, discussing the most recent City Council meeting on today's J.J. Nicting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. J.J. Nicting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News.